Now, there's a Ramah at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, and this is perfect for Tishrei, for Elul. The Ramah says, Shivisi Hashem l'neg di samidu kral gadol b'torah. Hashem is always opposite me. I always feel Hashem is opposite me. It's a pasuk. That's a kral gadol b'torah. Wow. That's the way to live our lives. And then he gives Musa. And he says, Ein yeshivas ha'adam usnuosa v'asaka v'hu levado v'beso ki yeshivasu usnuosa v'asaka v'nimel ha'gadol. The way you act in your house is not the same way you act if you're in front of a chashiv, a king. It's just not. If the king is visiting your house, you're careful how you talk. You don't talk too much in front of a king. You wait till you're see what you're supposed to say. You're dressed properly. You act properly. So people are more restrained when they're in the presence of greatness. People act more restrained when Rav Emmetzal is in the room. So there's like a hush, right? Because we don't want to say the wrong thing. You don't want to disturb him. So what are you supposed to do now? Right, when he walks in, like he walks in before a siyum sometimes and he's learning. So if we keep on learning, it disturbs him? No, it doesn't disturb him. What do? When you're in the presence of chashivas, you act differently. So, kol shekein kishayasi madam elibo shamelech hagadol kadosh baruch hu ashimlo kol tzkevodo omer avrov maizav. If you felt that Hashem was there, we would act differently. A Jew is supposed to feel Hashem is always there. Whew. And there, and here, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chai Adam, the idea of the Sheish Mitzvos Tmidios. There are six constant mitzvos that we have all the time. In other words, there are six mitzvos that apply literally, 24/7. What are they?
Love Hashem.
Emunah Hashem, believe in Hashem. Lo Yihyeh, not to believe in any other gods. Hashem is one. Yichud Hashem, to understand that Hashem, there's only one Hashem. Three, fear Hashem. Four is fear Hashem. Five is love Hashem. So wait, start again. Belief in Hashem, no other gods. Yichud Hashem, there's only one God.
Yiras Hashem.
Avas Hashem, and? Los Asur. Yeah, in our generation, that's.
What's that mean?
Los Asur means you can't follow, you can't look at things I got to look at. Los Asur, you can't go after your eyes and look at things I'm supposed to look at. Guys, hello, whoa, listen up. These are the six constant mitzvos. And this Sefer talks about them. And I'm telling you, if you learn this Sefer and start to inculcate this is a heavy Sefer, very stark Sefer. Because if a person lives with the six constant mitzvos, it's based on Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz's lectures, Shlita, it's our scrolls. Guys, if we went through life all the time thinking about having these in the back of our minds, we wouldn't do Averas, we would do more mitzvahs, we would love Hashem. It's unbelievable. Now, so, if you read, this Sefer is not called the Musa Sefer, but I'm telling you, if you read this Sefer, this is a Musa Sefer. This is a Musa Sefer. You read this Sefer and start thinking about what it means that to always believe in Hashem, and to always have fear of Hashem, and to always love Hashem. And he quotes the Rambams and the Halachos about these things, and to always follow Los Asur. We'll give you 1 second. Now, this sounds overwhelming. How can you live like this? Like, it would drive you crazy. How can you live like this? Like, always thinking about these things? So I heard a mushel yesterday in the car, driving back from the part of the tzila that I was on. And this mushel is from Rabbi Meir Twersky Shlita from YU. He gave a shiur recently. And here's the mushel. Many people do live with constant awareness of things, and it doesn't drive them crazy. An example that we know about is allergies. People are allergic to peanuts. Some people are allergic to peanuts. And it's such a bad allergy, so it's such a sensitive allergy, some people, that if you ate peanut butter and then you touch your, like this, and then whatever, and then you touch the safer, and he touches that safer, woo, he can get sick. Some people, it's even in the air. It's even in the air. So a person who's allergic to peanuts in that way, his whole life, he walks into a shmorg at a wedding, what he can eat, what he can't eat, or if he's a child in school, his parents have to know, and the parent, what does the parent do? The parent calls the principal and calls the teacher, and everyone's aware, and the whole school's aware of it. And this person goes through his whole life. In the back of his mind, he knows every step he takes, every choice he makes, connected with food. He's got to think about even a peanut allergy. Or a person, Lalena, who is diabetic. So he knows that this food is like poison to him. And he's always thinking about it. And a person with a peanut allergy, he's not paralyzed. He goes through his life. He has a regular life, but he knows that he has to always have this year. So the question is, let's say Yiras Hashem, to think about Hashem, fear of Hashem all the time. Oh my gosh, it would weigh us down. It's like paralyzing. So Rav Tversky said, the difference is that we feel the peanut allergy, we know it's real. It's real, it exists, you see it, you see the effects. And Hashem's existence, and Yiras, that type of Yiras Hashem, unfortunately, even though we have Emuna, we don't always feel it's that same sense of realness, that's real. And that's why, for some of us, it's hard. But that's the challenge. The challenge is to make, this is a perfect mashal, to make our Emuna in Hashem as real as our awareness of an allergy to peanuts, which we go through. And now, again, a person with an allergy to peanuts has a regular life. Just he knows he has to be careful. A person who goes through with the reality of Hashem, and that's what the Ramah says. We're supposed to inculcate this. We're supposed to think about it, and then automatically we'd have Yiras Shamayim. So, for example, so yesterday, for the first time in my life, I did Tai Chi. With that guy. He was good, that guy. He said, okay, arrow to the left. So one of the guys went the other way. He said, no, the other left. I like that joke. Anyway, the other left. Anyway. I'm not sure. The answer is, right, with the mitzvah, I'm not sure. But I'll tell you what I was thinking about. Rabbi Victor Miller, Zatzal, says that think about Hashem when you breathe. Take a deep breath. Whoa! You breathe in the air. Air is a nace. Hashem puts exactly the right amount of in the air of nitrogen and oxygen so it all gets in properly. And then the air comes into your lungs and it feeds the heart the right way. And it has to everything done the right, everything has to be perfect. And then your heart beats and the blood goes. So your blood has all the stuff in it. And the blood sends to your fingernails what your fingernails need, and the blood sends to your eyes what your eyes need. I told you this muscle yesterday. And the blood sends, to your hand what the hand needs to function. Imagine your blood is like 80,000 UPS deliveries a second, and it never gets it wrong. That's what's happening inside our bodies all the time. 80,000. This is Victor Miller's mushroom. 80,000 UPS deliveries a second, and not one is wrong. And if one is wrong, the person going in who gets sick, what happened? Oh, you're low here. Something happened. And it all starts from the breathing. So yesterday, during the Tai Chi, I'm not sure the mitzvah he was talking about. I was thinking about Hashem. Whoa, what a nice breath. In and out. And the whole thing, the accordion, that's what I was trying to do.
Let's do a minute of
that. Well, maybe. Thumbs up. Is everyone happy and cheer right now? Is everyone happy and cheer right now? You weren't there yesterday, but okay. If everyone's happy in shir right now with a smile, where's the smile? Hey, hey. Oh, it's too hot. Thumbs up without a smile? Thumbs up without a smile. Okay, so most guys in shir, I won't mention the name.
I don't want you to lose the shit up.
Most guys in shir are happy with the two thumbs up. That's what I did yesterday. That's what I tried to do. Guys, this is a big deal. Oh, this is a big deal.
I just couldn't get into it.
Okay, guys. Guys, this is Elul. If you want to learn a Musa Sefer and start working in Elul, on the Chodesh Hashem, I'm telling you,
you learn this Sefer,
the six mitzvos t'midios, you start thinking about Hashem, we make the reality of Hashem, the awareness of Hashem, more of a reality in our lives. And this is how the Ramah starts the Shulchan Aruch, the very beginning. The very beginning. Shiviz Hashem Unegdi Samid is literally the very beginning of the Shulchan Aruch for the Ramah. Because that's what it's all about. And on that Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah talks about the Sheish Mitzvos Tzmidios. The Chayyadim also starts his Sefer with this as well. And the Mishnah Berurah refers to that as well. So that's a big thing. One more thing, then I'll take your questions. So this is like a new thing I got into a couple of years ago, around 5 or 6. I got into this because of my shul rabbi, Rav Malinowitz Shalita, and I try to listen to what he has to say. So he talks about Hashem a lot in his drushas. And then he once gave a drusha about Shabbos. Shabbos is about Hashem. We keep Shabbos because Hashem made the world in 6 days and then He rested. That's why we keep Shabbos. That is what Shabbos is about. And Shabbos is about Hashem. And some people can go through life and they're saying Kiddush and they're keeping the mitzvahs and they're avoiding Bo'rer, which you have to avoid Bo'rer, and if they get a stain on their suit jacket, they don't take water and go like this. That's Usher Jaraisa to do that. You can't do that. So, but they missed the point. There's a phrase, you know the phrase in English, the elephant in the room? Uh-huh. Elephant in the room means there's something over there. It's a little disconcerting, but you don't want to talk about it because like it's like the elephant in the room. Like you know it's there. Like, it's over there. Like, why is it there? We're not sure, but we're not going to talk about it. It's a little uncomfortable. So in some homes, Hashem is what? He's the elephant in the room. He's over there. We don't talk about Hashem. We know we believe him, and I mean, we know he's there. So he said that it's a good idea. It's a great idea. Before Kiddush Friday night, to announce we're making Kiddush now because Hashem made the world in 6 days and then He rested. So I began doing that. 4 or 5 years ago. My kids know it already. And that's what we began doing. And then he said, Hashem keeps on running the world. So you should think about and you should mention at your Shabbos table something in Hashkacha that happened to you this week that you saw Hashem in your life. And that way you're training your children. Who's your most important descendant?
Grandchildren.
You, Eile Toldos Noach, Noach. Rav Vigdimel always said that. And Yibarachayim Vorlik, she just says it. Eile Toldos Noach, Noach. You're training yourselves. That you should feel, so yesterday, I'm saying to myself, why in the world am I doing Tai Chi? Hashem must send me here for a reason. I'm not like a Tai Chi type of guy. I can imagine Rav Hirscher in Shlita, I can picture him being a Tai Chi type of guy, but I'm not. So the Tai Chi was, Hashem wanted me to think about him a little bit, so I tried to take advantage. It's a very, and I began doing this. And every week, Friday night, I announce this, and then I mention a Hashgacha moment during the week, something that happened that sort of just fit, and it made everything smooth, that it sort of just happened to fit. That was Hashem helping, helping to guide you. You got it? So that's the first Ramah. This is heavy stuff, and this is something to think about during Elul, trying to make the reality of Hashem more real in our daily lives.